Hi, I'm Zeba Koken, and I'm here. It is November. I'm not sure what date specifically. November 19th, 8:08 p.m. I'm recording from West Lafayette, Indiana. I'm joined with Dr. Sven Duby. He is my former high school advisor and best AP US history teacher. Thank you so much, Dr. Duby, for being here. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Okay, so we're going to be discussing flashbulb memories, and so the first question, Dr. Duby, I have is, do you have any flashbulb memories?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think you can describe them to me in as much detail as you're comfortable with?
Sure. One that sticks out, one that sticks out in my mind is the election of Barack Obama. I don't remember the exact date, but it was November, early November of 2008. And I remember just, this extraordinarily overwhelming feeling of, joy and disbelief. I think, I remember in the days before the election, it seemed like, it was possible that Obama would get elected, but, you know, as we all know, those of us who remember 2016, you know, nobody imagined that
direct opposite
that way. So that's a little bit unfair and anachronistic. But I think there was just the sense that something would happen, and you know, something so many of us waited a long time to see and had a hard time imagining actually came to pass. And just the combination on the internet through social media of just pure joy. It's one of the few moments that I can recall recently of just this sense of pure elation and joy that those of us alive had lived to see this amazing moment.
Yeah, wow. That's so interesting to, like, kind of dissect. And can you tell us a little bit more about what you were doing specifically when you heard the news?
Yeah. So I was watching the election returns sitting in my living room, watching the states come along and, you know, watching. I lived in Ohio at the time, and I don't recall, I don't think Ohio put Obama over, but it was something like, you know, when Ohio went and Pennsylvania went, it seemed pretty certain then that he would get elected.
Did he went blue in Ohio?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, he won Florida, he won North Carolina, he won Virginia, you know, a lot of the states. And that's really, I think, what has been interesting. And you know, as an APUS history teacher, I will certainly spend time processing with my students, which is that a number of states that went for Obama at least once, if not twice, then in 2016 went for Trump and what that means. And I should note, since we're in Indiana, I remember the shock when they called Indiana for Obama.
Yeah.
And I think that was maybe the first indication that, okay, if he won in Indiana, if a Democrat won Indiana, that was significant.
Yeah. Okay, so I think my next question, you kind of touched on this, but I'll ask it anyway. So why do you think this event was so memorable?
Well, I mean, at a certain level, it's obvious. to anybody familiar with the history of this country, the idea of a black man getting elected president seemed perhaps inconceivable.
Yeah.
And, you know, it had come to pass. And I think there were a lot of people who had a hard time imagining that would ever come to be.
Yeah. So that kind of like the kind of awe and like of the moment was kind of what made it like so memorable, and like all the like things that had to happen before, like, I don't
realize that moment. Right.
Okay.
You know, I think a lot has been said incorrectly about, you know, oh, we're now in a post-racial America, and that clearly is not the case. But there is something about that having crossed this threshold that clearly has to be among, you know, it's got to be up there with the abolition of slavery, the civil rights marches, maybe the March on Washington, those sorts of things in terms of enormous milestones.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, yeah. And my next set of questions are kind of like rating. So rate the memory from 1 to 5, 1 being the weakest, 5 being the strongest on emotion for you personally.
5.
5, okay.
I was in tears.
Wow. Okay. And then the next one is rate the memory from 1 to 5 on surprise.
Probably 4, 3 or 4.
Okay. So 3.5? I don't know.
Yeah, 3.5.
Okay. And then rate the memory from 1 to 5 on consequentiality.
Can you clarify consequentiality in like in terms of my own life or?
Yeah, it's kind of ambiguous. Yeah. I guess you can say like your own life, and you can also say external implications.
Yeah, I'd say 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the last one is rate the memory from 1 to 5 on the amount of times you've rehearsed the specific memory in your head since.
Oh gosh. 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the bulk of my questions. Do you have anything else you would like to add?
No. I wish we were back in 2008.
Yeah.
maybe not appropriate for me to say in the context of what you're doing, but you know, it's just such a the contrast between 2008 and 2016 are so enormous, and I'll never forget 2016 either.
Yeah.
You know, for very different reasons, but yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Dr. Doobie. It's been a pleasure.
Yes.
Okay, we'll end here.